Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Va'era, and I appeared. 14th week, 7th Aliyah. Moses said to him, "As soon as I have gone out of the city, I will stretch out my hand to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's." Exodus 9:29. To whom does the earth belong to? The Almighty is the creator of heavens and earth. This means that all that exists is His. All the earth is His. Men were put on earth just to collaborate with the Eternal to fulfill the creation's purpose. It is written in Psalms 115:16. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth He has given to the children of man. The earth was given to man so that we could take care of it for the Eternal. However, the earth still belongs to the Eternal because man is only in charge of taking care of the visible creation. Since the earth is the Eternal's, He has the right and power to do with it whatever He wishes. However, since He also left it under man's authority, He must respect the right that man have over it. That's why, when He judges the earth with damage, it is because men are not fulfilling their task of living a righteous life on earth. If men live in sin, the Eternal damages the earth as a judgment measure upon men who live by the earth. The judgments that befell on Egypt were a direct attack upon the Egyptians' false god, Exodus 12:12, Numbers 33:4. The Eternal's judgment on the land of Egypt was a direct result of their idolatry and for having oppressed the children of Israel. The Eternal has all rights over His creation, and when He causes damage to the earth, He does so because of man. On the other hand, men have no right to damage the earth. Men have the right to take advantage of the resources of the earth, but they have no right to damage the ecosystems as a result of their activities. If man causes damage to nature, they are sinning against the Eternal by not fulfilling their task of taking care of the earth. Genesis 2:15. The Eternal shall destroy those who destroy the earth. Revelation 11:18. When you dispose of your garbage, how do you handle toxic materials that you use at home or at work? How do you protect your body from cold, sun, foods with harmful ingredients, and so forth? How do you use your car? Are you thinking of living a lifestyle that won't harm the environment? Every time I see someone throw a plastic or paper wrapping to the floor, I become sad. Every time I see a car on for more than 2 minutes just parked on the street, I get sad. Every time I see people leaving the lights on in their rooms when no one is using them, I get sad. Every time I see a small product in a gigantic package with all kinds of unnecessary materials, I become sad. Every time I see someone throw away food that could be used for someone else, I get sad. When I see people waste water and other things and throw away useful or recyclable things, I get sad. Why? Because people who do this are not taking care of the earth. They are not doing the will of the Eternal. They are harming His creation. They are not thinking about the future generations. They are not thinking about the global ecology system. They selfishly think only of themselves and the now. They don't think of others or on the future. To harm the earth is of the wicked. To take care of the creation is of the righteous ones. Next time, use the disposable containers, use the trash can. Shalom.